So you probably think 5G is great because it's going to make your phone a lot faster. But there's something else that you need to know about 5G that is going to be very crucial to you and your private affairs, so to speak, and your health. So you're going to learn all that and more about what you need to know about 5G before it's too late. All that and more coming up on the show. Make sure you like, share, and subscribe. I'd really appreciate it. Invite me on the AmberMayShow.com. Please support my independent journalism. Find me on Telegram at the Amber May Show and go to my website and grab some swag while you're there at the AmberMayShow.com. Hey folks, do you want to get the best sleep of your life? Well, you gotta have sheets that are gonna give you the best sleep of your life. They are super soft, and I'm talking about the MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. So let me tell you a story about that. So I ordered some during the sale that's going on right now. Buy one, get one free. So get some for your house. You're gonna love it. Okay. So I got one from my room, then I got one from my daughter. My son's like, Mom, I want some. I'm like, don't worry, kid, I got you. Anyway, so they arrived and I put in my daughter's room in the package, and I told her, hey, I'm gonna wash them before we put them on your bed. And she's like, okay, Mom. Well, day one goes by. Did Bobby get to them? No, I did not get to washing those sheets. So day two gets by, and she was asking, Mom, I want to get the best sleep of my life. When am I gonna wash my sheets? And I'm like, I'm trying to get to it. I will get to it. Just give me some time. I'll try to do it today. Well, that didn't happen either. The next day, I go into her room, and sometime in the middle of the night, she opened the package, put it right on top of her bed. It was the cutest thing, right? And I go to wake her up and she's like, Mom, I got the best sleep of my life. And I was dying laughing. It was the cutest thing. So if you want to get the best sleep of your life, get the softest sheets in town. And that's the MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. And use promo code AMBER and get up to 66% off on the entire website. But I believe it's buy one, get one free right now. So go check that out. Hey guys, I want to give you a pro tip to help keep your family healthy when everyone around you is coughing, sniffling, or sneezing, okay? Here's what I want you to do. I want you to go first to drstellamd.com. When you're there, go ahead and grab some COVID bites. Also, get your ivermectin, set up your telemed appointment, and get your ivermectin. I'm gonna give you a promo code to help you save some money, and use promo code AMBERMAY, one word, and that'll help you save money. Now, here's your pro tip for you. You can use this on your entire family. The adult doses too. I've talked to a medical expert. They said cut it in half when you're dealing with children, so one tablet. What I do with my kids, because it's just too big of a pill for them, I get a blender, I put a pill in there, I fill it with water and like some flavoring, and then boom, I have them drink it before school. Pro tip, and what it has, and it's amazing. It has quercetin, vitamin D, vitamin C, zinc, all the therapeutics to help keep your body healthy and working at optimum health. Support your body's immune system when you use the COVID bites. They're amazing. So go to drstellamd.com, grab your COVID bites, get your ivermectin, use promo code AMBERMAY, and save some money. Said we are going to be talking about 5G, things that you have not probably heard of why we're talking about this, because you know it's not just to make your cell phone faster. There's actually some other things going on behind the scenes that you need to know about. And I have talked about the affidavits, Mom, before. So today is a treat. Not only are we going to talk about 5G and how that affects you personally, but you get to meet the faces of the affidavit mamas. So welcome to the show, Rosemary and Deborah. Thank you so much for coming on the program.
You're welcome.
Okay, so we were talking, and we're all three of us are friends with Josh Barnett, and we were talking at one of his events, and I highly recommend, we all three highly recommend that you support Josh. He needs signatures, and I can put the link below on the Secretary of State's office on how you can get signatures, or you can find him at barnettforaz.com, I think, right? Right, ladies? Is that right?
Josh Barnett for U.S. Congress.
Oh, U.S. Congress? Okay. Sorry, I'm glad I had you, Rosemary.
No
Anyways,
problem.
you can find him there. There'll be a link there. So we were talking at his event because I didn't know that these ladies knew about this 5G thing. So that was kind of cool because what I learned about it had to do with the nanotechnology, and they kind of educated me more on it goes deeper than that because I don't know if you guys know, but the FDA did approve nanotechnology, like little microchips being able to go inside of you via a shot or a pill or something. And I did a show on that. I can put a link on that. And they were going to use this as a way to track you, okay? And then Rosemary and Deborah kind of was like, well, it goes more than that. I'm like, it goes more than that. So tell me, educate me, ladies, on what you guys have been learning about the 5G technology.
Oh my goodness. Well, it's quite overwhelming is what it is. It's quite overwhelming. So, I guess the place to start would be with the Telecommunications Act that was passed into law, and then amended. It was passed into law in 1934, but it was amended in 1996.
I need to take notes. So I'm going to tell my audience, hey, get a piece of paper out. Why didn't I do this before? I need to take notes on this. Go ahead, continue. I got to find paper. Here we
Okay.
go.
Well, so in both of those, the first purpose for, well, one of the first purposes for the Telecommunications Act was public safety. All right. And that's been kind of swept under the rug as being an something that was important. But it's right in the act if you look at it carefully. And it says it right in there. All right. So you can look up the Telecommunications Act of 1934 and you can see that public safety and a lack of hazard is right in the Telecommunications Act, which was restated in the 1996 amendment. All right. So all the powers that be prefer to ignore that and say that public safety, which would include public health, you would think, would be is not that important, and it's not an issue with the 5G. All right. So, and as you said at the beginning, 5G, the intention of it was to give, five bars on your cell phone. That's the intention, is
That's what we're
stronger.
being sold anyways, you know?
Stronger cell service.
Right.
All right. And so I have trouble holding on to the measurement that they're talking about. So I'm not going to talk about the specific measurement, but we'll get the idea anyway.
Right. Yeah.
So in cell service 4G right now, the what's in place right now, they are emitting. Well, let's just go back to the tall cell towers, the ones
Yeah,
that are
okay.
200 feet tall. Those are emitting this frequency that I have trouble holding on to the name of at point 0.0 decimal 002 of this frequency. Okay,
Okay.
so let's just say gigahertz for the sake of having something. It's not gigahertz,
But
but
yeah.
let's just say that for the
And
sake of
Deborah,
having
let
something.
me just let my audience know you have been working with a professor of U of A to find this information, correct? So it's not like you're just coming out of thin air. So if people want to
No.
find out like where are you getting this information, how can we like before we get like too into it, like how can we find out more information? Because there's going to be
Well,
people like I want to see it for myself.
he has a hour and a half long slideshow that he has been distributing to people all over the United States. Last Wednesday night, he had one that Rose attended in Pennsylvania. It was a Zoom, and he did this, And he's made that available to us. And he was saying, Rose, that he could make that Pennsylvania one available to anybody. So you could probably give that to Amber to just be available for people to watch.
That'd be great, because I would love to put it in my show notes so that they can have that firsthand knowledge from the professor of U of A. Yes. So that's why I wanted to get that going.
But, and let me just say that he has a PhD in imaging and radio waves and that sort of thing.
Okay.
And so this is a professional man who knows what he's talking about. All right. Another person that we've been speaking with in Tucson, because this is where we've been working, he's in Tucson. This other person is in Tucson. She's a medical doctor. Okay. Wow. And so she's coming at it from that point of view as well. All right.
What's her name? Do you know her name and the professor's name?
Rima Laidlow is the doctor. And Russell,
Witte.
Right. Witt. Witte is his last name.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
And he is full-time staff at U of A. He also does research through U of A on, for instance, imaging for CAT scans and that sort of thing to improve that sort of thing. All right. So he feels quite strongly about what he's talking about and what he's taught us. So at any rate, these small cell towers that they're erecting all over the place like mm-hmm. mushrooms mm-hmm. Emit a million or more times more frequency than those tall cell towers. Okay.
Wow.
The million or more times frequency is quite damaging in all kinds of physical areas to people's health. But it also, I mean, so it goes through, and I know this sounds like conspiracy, but it's not. It goes through brick walls, stucco, you know, all of that. It can actually go through clothing, of course, because that's nothing. And so it can easily be used for surveillance. Let's just put it that way.
Like that's probably the intention of it. I mean, let's just get things straight. Anything that has been done lately for our good has not been for our good, especially if they want to put nanotechnology in our body so we can check and see if you took your pill or track you where you're going. I mean, this is all falling in line, so it shouldn't be so hard to accept, because maybe if you told me 5-10 years ago, yeah, but the way things have been going, especially with the COVID narrative and the tracking of us, I think this is not that far-fetched anymore. And I just want to let my audience know, there's a lot of information at timetofreeamerica.com that talks about the nanotechnology in shots. It talks about the internet that went around the world from Elon Musk to help track. So you can find a lot of information if you go to timetofreeamerica.com, because I think it can corroborate what Deborah and Rose are sharing today on the episode.
Right, right. So they're erecting these small cell towers that are only like about 35 to 40 feet tall, okay? They're erecting them close to homes, all right? Not out in the middle of nowhere like we're used to seeing the tall ones, you know, out in the middle of a field.
Right.
They're close to homes so that we know with a million or more times frequency, strength of frequency, they're able to go into those homes easily. All right. They do what they call co-locating them, which means that there's two or three or more of them in a cluster in order to get that amount of power out. All right. And so they're right by people's bedrooms, right where they're sleeping. All right. And right by their houses, not 40 feet away from a house. all right, in the people's front yards, in their right of way, okay, in the yards. And so so some of the things that have been documented health-wise with the adverse effects of these, for let's just take children. We know that children are more vulnerable generally than adults. Mm-hmm. Their bones are still forming, mm-hmm. right? Which mm-hmm. means that their bones are thinner right. than adult bones are. We know that the marrow bones are the femurs in all of us. Those are the main marrow bones that produce red blood cells and other things. And the extreme exposure is producing leukemia in these children. Okay, this is documented, and other cancers as well. So that in some places, amazingly, San Francisco being one of them, they put this cell tower up, and within months after that, several children had this cancer, several cancers, and they were able to get that cell tower removed.
Oh, good. Good.
But the children already have the cancer.
Isn't that so sad? So
when they say that they want a smart city, and the Tucson mayor is saying that I want a smart city. And so they're pushing this and not paying attention to anybody. They are saying that they want their population exposed to high frequency of these waves that can cause cancers, can cause sleep disorders, can cause autoimmune disease situations, can cause mood changes, can cause all kinds of mental changes, because you're playing with the electricity that's in your brain and in your body. I mean, we are electrical in us. Mm-hmm. We know that. Yeah. And it's messing with that electrical current that should be okay in our bodies.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Right?
In addition, documented in the HUD documents in the Fed, as well as real estate documents around articles and so forth around the United States, having one of these cell towers in your front yard automatically is reducing your property value by at least 20%.
I would think so. And why would how does that happen? How would that happen? Why would someone have that in their front yard? Because if it's private property, like why or how does that happen? Have you discussed that with the professor?
Well, so what happens, we're working in Tucson right now.
Yeah.
We've been including other people in different cities in Arizona, like Prescott and Sedona as well as people out of state. But what's happening is, the thing that's happening with everybody else, we know that they're getting money from the feds to finance things, right?
Homeowners are?
No. Cities. I'm sorry. Okay. I skipped ahead. The cities, the city councils are getting Fed money to, you know, support this process of smart city.
Mm-hmm.
And, anyway, the cities are claiming, with the bad advice from their attorneys, that their hands are tied and that they have no way of not permitting the various telecommunications companies, for instance, Verizon and AT&T, those guys, they think they have to permit them to put these cell towers up, and they're putting them in the right of way. So everybody who owns property, the front of your property has a right of way. All
Yeah,
right.
so much like in from the street. Yeah, because
Right.
that's for city water. That's what, we're
Yes.
told, so that
And
we can hook up to the city. The
that's where they're digging
easement.
the holes. That's where they're putting the towers, is in the right of way.
In the,
And
oh man.
the city is permitting it. They're giving the permit, and they're saying that they don't have any control over not giving them a permit.
That
This
has to
is,
look horrible, like aesthetic wise, to have something like that in front of your house. What
yes.
about the homeowners? Are they rising up? Are they saying anything to the city council?
Yes, they've been in Tucson. They've been trying for what, 2 years,
2 years.
Rosemary?
Two years.
Yes,
This
two
has been going on
years.
for 2 years.
2 years they've been emailing, mailing, trying to meet with create Russell, the professor, and the doctor, and a group of people actually created an ordinance for Tucson that would control this sort of thing, and the city council simply has ignored
Yeah.
them completely.
They
Now
won't meet with them or anything. that goes against the very fundamentals of our constitutional republic. And you ladies know better than anyone because you guys are on fire with your affidavits teaching our elected officials who's in control. And that's the problem. When we find the Democrat run places, they don't want to listen at all. They do what they want and they don't give a crap what their constituents say, but the constituents are the boss. So that frustrates me so bad. And I feel bad for the people who live in a very Democrat controlled city like Phoenix, Tucson, Flagstaff, or any state controlled by the Democrats because they don't listen to their people. So that violates Constitution right there.
Completely.
What, so how did you guys get involved? Like, how did you two get involved in this fight?
Well, Russ contacted us.
Oh, the professor.
The professor contacted us. He has been listening to David Jose and learning from David Jose, who's our mentor for Constitution and understanding law and Constitution. He's our teacher, and he had listened to David and learned about the Affidavit Mamas, and he contacted us and said, I think that notices and affidavits are the thing that's going to make a difference in them listening to us. And so this put us in an enormous learning curve of learning about 5G, about which I knew nothing. Okay, nothing. And so,
And you were
Russ.
like almost every American. The only reason why I know a little bit about the 5G was because I've been doing these podcasts and exposing the COVID narrative. And I know they were using 5G to track people. And
Right.
what you're doing is you're really exposing, you're teaching me even more. It's bad enough, Deborah and Rose, that we have Alexa in our home and that Google person in our home, whoever that is, and then Siri, because they listen to everything we say. Even my phone, when I'm having a political conversation with my phone, and my phone's around, all of a sudden, boom, it starts talking. It's
Yep.
hearing everything I'm saying, and I'm saying something that's triggering the phone, and that's a creepy feeling. I really try to bury my phone in my purse because they're listening. I mean, why would my phone all of a sudden out of nowhere start talking to me when it starts hearing some stuff that I'm saying?
Well, I
I'm
won't
with
have one of those
you.
Alexia things in my home. I will not even
Me
have it.
either. Me either.
But the
It's bad
second.
enough I have this with the Google in it. It's bad enough. Like, I don't
Right.
need to add more. And then we're going to talk about this 5G thing that's even more intrusive in our personal private life. I mean, give me a break here. Okay,
Right.
so let's back up for a minute. They
Sure.
want to inject something into you so they can track you, find out what's going on. If they can be that intrusive, you don't think they can shut things off like that, especially if we're going to go to straight cryptocurrency? They already in Canada wanted to shut down people's bank accounts. Okay. And that's not even super electronic. I mean, to a degree it is, not as if it was straight up on the internet, but still, you had these bank institutions that were shutting down people's accounts. And then you have stuff wanting to go in your body to track you, okay? All for our safety. All this is all for our safety, right?
Right.
Imagine the implications of this going forward, okay? So they're already tracking us on Alexa and Google and Siri on our phones, in our home. They can hear every conversation we have. And at any point in time, if this continues to go the way it's going, they can shut us off completely. No access to money, no access to medicine, no access to anything. This is where this goes.
Right.
Right.
Well, and if you get a VPN, it does help. My phone was doing the same thing when I was with some of my clients, and I purchased a VPN and it stopped. So I would recommend that for you, Amber, if your phone is doing that.
Yeah.
There are several of them out there. And the program I'm on, you can do up to 5 different devices, including your television, which would be beneficial because then you stop them from knowing what you're even watching on your television.
Oh, that's
so
cool.
Yeah, it's definitely a benefit for you. But also to know that the amount of power that they're emitting from these towers can be stopped. They don't have to have right. that amount of power. They can put a fuse on there to kind of bring the frequency down to a normal level, because technically, once you get past a certain level, you don't even need that amount of power to do all the things that we want to do. What we have right now that's actually considered like 4G is basically all we're really needing to do and run all the things that we want. They're just saying we need 5, 6, and 7 and stuff like that so that they can amp up the power. Another thing to do would be to put it into fiber optics and put it underground.
Yes, which is doable. Okay, they will accomplish the same effect of the 5 bars with fiber optic that's buried, and these unsightly towers are gone. And you know, yeah, you'll have to run a line to your house, but believe me, these people are floating in money. They are floating in money, and they have the money to do the fuses. They have the money to run the fiber optic. They have the money to run the fiber optics to the houses. They have that. They're just choosing to do the easy way. And let me just say, so Russ contacted us. He sent me information that he had done research on. And I'm like, okay, we're gonna dive into this. And so we have, and one of the things I dove into that they were saying was tying their hands was the Arizona state statute. All right. And so there's the Federal Telecommunications Act, and then there's the Arizona state statutes, which are laws that have been voted on and passed, they've been legislated by the Arizona House and Senate. Okay, sometimes they're good laws, sometimes they're not good laws. And according to all the powers that be, this particular law is not a wonderful law. However, that said, I went on a deep dive into the Arizona Title IX statutes, which is the law about cities and towns. And, you know, my method of doing that is I start reading, I start copying and pasting into a Word document so that I can go back and have it with me whenever I need it. I copied and pasted over 50 pages of statute. And then I started walking through it. And I'm going, this does not tie people's hands. This does not make this impossible. This just means you got to do some work, you know, as opposed to just taking the money and going, oh, I have no control over anything, right? It requires the cities to revise their zoning, their regulations, their requirements for these things. It requires they do work, okay? And in Russ's case, he and his group had already created, with good evidence and good research, an ordinance that could have been implemented into Tucson that would have controlled, and it's based on the statute, it would have controlled the permitting, the placement, the implementation, the operations of the 5G towers, and they just ignored it. They said that it wasn't valid, that they couldn't do anything. And this was on the recommendation of their city attorney.
Yes, I'm glad you mentioned the city attorney, because there are people like you and me, okay? They're running for office. They probably don't have a lottery, just like a lot of people in our state legislature, okay? There's a good chunk of them that are really good people that have never had a law degree. So, you know, like maybe someday, I don't know. I don't think so. But let's just say one day I decide to run.
It's not worth doing.
No, but let's say one day I decide to run. Now, I don't have a law degree, but I have my convictions and I want to be a good citizen and I want to help my state and my country. I am going to depend on those attorneys to help me write law and interpret law, because I'm just a regular person. Same with the people running city council and your state legislature. They're depending on these people. And as David Jose said many times, the Bar Association is not on our side. Nope. He has made that argument very clear, and he's been really good at that. So I highly recommend going to watch his episodes if you are curious about that, because he's made that very clear. And so we have Senator Karen Fan. I'm glad you're giving me this opportunity, because I was pretty mad at a show I did just recently, because the article gave me the impression if the bill that Representative Mark Fincham, I'm sorry, I'm diving off for a minute, but I'll come back to the point of nullifying our election in Maricopa, Pima, and Yuma County. The article made it sound like she wouldn't be in favor of it because her attorneys told her it can't be done. And that's just not the case. That's not true. Right. Mm-hmm. But because she's a regular person, she's depending on them. I was told by fellow senators, if it comes to her house, she will vote in favor of nullifying. Okay, so I just want to give that opportunity out there, because, you know, as a broadcaster, I want to make sure I give good information out. And I was pretty mad at that article, and I made that point, you know, happen. Right. And so my point in saying all that is, you are correct, Deborah, that these people are trying. I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt here, okay? I'm just going to say that they're trying to do the right thing, okay? And so they're depending on these attorneys that are not wanting to do the right thing. And then we have these bad legislations or acts or city ordinances that come out of that. Deborah, are you okay if we take up this on a part two? Because I think there's more that we need to get into it.
Absolutely.
I want to chunk it down. So I want to invite Deborah and Rose right back on the program, and let's pick this up on part two of the episode. So make sure you tune in to the Amber May Show and pick up where we left off on how the attorneys are telling these people the wrong information, and we'll read. So come on back to the Amber May Show. I want to tell you about a company that I just fell in love with. So I found Hero Soap Company. What I love about them is we're using it all the time at our house. My husband loves it. We're switching all of our soaps over to Hero Soap Company. But what I love about it is they're local. They're an American-made company, and they're owned by a veteran. And I thought that was so cool. I love to support patriots. So if you want to be like me and get all that harsh chemicals out of your home and use a soap that's actually really healthy for you with great natural ingredients, but also is an American-made product that's owned by a veteran or co-owned by a veteran, then you need to check out Heroes Soap Company / Amber May. And then what's really cool about what they do is they give back to the community and they support veterans and first responders. So everyone's winning in this situation. If you use promo code Amber May, you're saving money. You're supporting a company that's American made, Patriot owned, that supports other Patriots. It's just a win-win for everybody. So Hero Soap Company / Amber May and use promo code Amber May to save some money.
Say, make money, money, make money, money, money.
Make money, money, make money, money, money.
Money makes the world go round. I'm the talk around town. Remy gave me the sound.
Fat pockets.
I need that Skrilla on the Rilla.
Fat pockets.
I need that Skrilla on.
Hey, welcome back. I'm Amber May, and today I'm going to be talking to you about protecting your wealth. Normally, I talk to you about protecting your health. I talk about other things, but today we're going to be talking about your wealth, because if you don't have your health and you don't have your wealth, then what do you have, right? And so I'm going to show you a strategy where you won't lose money. You can only gain money, and you're going to be like, what? How does that work? I'm going to show you how, because what I do is it's a growth-only strategy. Meaning if the market goes backwards, you don't lose a penny. When the market's doing great, you do great too. And I'm going to show you how to do it, because I want to help you guys build a legacy for yourself and for your family. So imagine this, like, we always hope that we are on the top end of the market when we're getting ready to retire. But if you're like my dad, that may not happen to you. And you know, my dad was in 2008, we all remember the housing market that crashed, right? Everything went down, stocks, everything went down. We just had a total meltdown of our market. And so my dad, who's really close to retiring, lost a great deal of his money. Was he able to retire at that point? Absolutely not. How could he have lived when he had just lost a ton of his money? And I don't want that to happen to you, because after I saw that happen in real life, I was like, Nope. So that's why, one of the reasons I'm really passionate about what I do. So let me show you. So I am with First A&M Futures and First Financial Security. And right here, this is kind of what I was talking about, where the stock market, because so you can see right here in 2008, the stock market took a dive. If you were on the index, because that's what we use with our clients, these people never took a hit. So if my dad would have been on the index in 2008, he would have been fine. He could have retired. So you always hope that it's you that are on the upswing, like up here, and not the downswing when it's your time to retire. So I'd love to sit and talk to you. 15-minute conversation's all I really need, 20 minutes maybe. And then if you're interested, go fill out the form on my website at theambermayshow.com. Contact me. Let me know you want to talk to me 15, 20 minutes, and we can show you how you can have a growth-only way to save for retirement, have a great robust savings, protection should you become ill or injured. This is amazing for children. So if you're looking at a way to invest for your children, do what I did. Come talk to A&M Futures, Amber May, and we'll get you taken care of. Have a great day.